Good morning and welcome to the Saturday edition of the High School Playbook. My name is Joey Palermo. I'm here to take you through the next little bit as we talk to nine coaches across the Upper Cumberland this morning. Up first is Clark Range head coach for baseball, Greg McWhorter. We're joined now by Clark Range baseball manager, Greg McWhorter, and Coach McWhorter coming off a week where you played Van Buren and played Jacks County at doubleheader. Talk to us a little bit about what stood out for you in that last week. One.
Yeah, Van Buren. We just don't know. We can't finish games. Team's really learning how to try to finish games and everything. We was a lot better team. Had a few walks. Had one game we had eight walks, and my pitcher hit three and walked eight. And he didn't do that until at the end of the game. We was beating them 4-1. They come back and beat us 5-4 in the second game. First game, we just made a few too many errors. Got away from us a little bit. We was in the field for about 20 minutes. Started throwing the ball around a little bit. Just making little crazy mistakes here and there. Besides that, I think we're a lot better team. We're just not putting the ball in play as much as we should. I think we had four hits one game and, well, four hits both games. And we're just not putting the ball in play enough. And when we do, it's hit right to them or something like that. And then Jackson County, we just let it get away from us. That pitcher kept us off balance, and where we don't hit the ball real well right now anyways. We just struggle a little bit in that area. Bunting, well, I mean, we lay a few bunts down here and there, and some of them, they're still scared of the ball. I mean, well, I have a couple of seniors that are still worried about getting hit by the ball when they try to bunt. So we're still working hard. They're getting better every game, a few mistakes. Still got a lot of moving pieces to see what we can do to get better. And really working hard.
Absolutely. Your team's certainly working hard throughout the course of the year. What do you tell your kids in scenarios where, you know, the ball just isn't breaking your way, or, you know, they might be behind on the scoreboard where they feel like they might be ahead? What do you tell them in those situations in the dugout?
I just tell them to try to keep their heads up and try to figure out how to make plays and really worry about how to win ball games. I think that's where they're at right now. This team is so used to losing, and I think it's made a habit of them losing, and they just can't figure out how to put games together to win. And that's what I'm trying to get them, the fighting instincts, to get them to learn how to win ball games, real close ball games. They get really carried away and excited, and I try to calm them down throughout the game. Try to keep their head in the game.
No, absolutely. No doubt about that. Who's been a player that maybe has stepped up or attempting to step up as being a vocal leader in the clubhouse?
Well, that's our biggest problem right now. We just don't have a big one leader. Bo Ramsey, he's one of my seniors. He tries to pick him up a little bit. Try to get them in the game a little bit more, but where they've had so much bad in the past, they're having a hard time figuring it out right now.
Understandable, Coach. So let's talk a little bit about the schedule at hand. As of this recording, you're playing tonight against Oakdale before facing off against York at home next week. Talk to us a little bit about what these next couple of Thursday games, what you're looking to see out of your team going forward.
Well, we got Oakdale tonight. We should, really we just need to hit the ball against this team. They put up a lot of runs. They have. I don't know what they faced in pitching wise or how their pitchers are, but we're just going to have to hit the ball a little bit. Then we actually got Clay County, two district games Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And I just want them to really focus on the district games, and that's what I've been trying to tell them. I've like, we get better for the district. I mean, that's all we can really say right now. Learn from your mistakes.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing how Clark Range can bounce back and see what they can do as the calendar shifts to April. That is their baseball manager, Greg McWhorter, here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach McWhorter, I appreciate you taking the time here this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. We're joined now by Clay Baseball Head Coach Devrim Brown. And Coach Brown, your team a little bit busy as usual last week. Of course, you're on spring break now, but tell us a little bit about what last week has been for you.
Well, actually, sir, last week we were on spring break. So we're back to school today and anxious to get back at it. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of a delay. We were supposed to travel to Clark Range, but with all the storms that came through late last night, that game, we went ahead and canceled it. And so we will go ahead and play a doubleheader here at our home field, Clay County, tomorrow starting at 5 p.m., sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that doubleheader in action. Let me ask you this, Coach. A lot of days, obviously, a lot of teams have gone through spring break here through this part of the year. How has your team used this spring break to get together closer as a team?
Well, it's kind of tough because we ended the Friday prior to spring break winning a doubleheader against Bledsoe County. So we went into it, with some momentum, and that was almost like a double-edged sword in a way, because on one hand, let's get refreshed, let's regroup, but also, we built up that momentum, and as a coach, you worry that, you give up a little bit of that with, about 7-8 days consecutively off. We had a lot of kids go out of town and that sort of thing, and so, But it actually kind of worked out for today with it being a rain out. We'll actually get to hold at least some sort of a practice, probably just some cages and some light throwing, but at least get the team together, get them practicing together in anticipation so that hopefully we can build upon, how we ended going into the break. That's my main concern.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that as the calendar begins to get to April. Let me ask you this, Coach. Who's been a player that's communicated with you, whether it was via maybe a text, maybe a call, maybe throughout practices or games, that really tries to develop themselves and improve themselves throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, I got a young man who's really getting after it, Aiden Keene. He started off really being our DH. And just with some moves and around the field and, checking out who's most comfortable at certain positions, we're really taking a hard look at him. Also playing first base when our catcher, Reese Adams, is playing catcher and not playing first base. He also plays a little bit of first base. But, he's really a kid that, not really outspoken, just kind of puts his head down and works hard. And, that hard work's paid off. So we're really looking at him to do more than what we always knew he could hit and hit well. But due to some things that happened on during the Bledsoe County doubleheader, we had to put him over at first base, and he just did a bang-up job. And so we're really very excited about him going forward.
Definitely sounds like someone that's improved throughout his tenure. Last question for you, Coach. You mentioned the doubleheader against Clark Range coming up here. Tell us about some of the other games that you got coming up this week and what you're looking to see out of your team on them.
Right. So, obviously, big district games tomorrow, must wins. And so we really need to lock in and handle business there. But on the other hand, also looking extremely forward to this Woodbat tournament that's going to be held in on Jackson County's home field starting Thursday, going in Friday and Saturday. This is the first time that I've participated in a tournament like this with Woodbat. The players are extremely excited. I'm excited about it. And I know Coach Bray over there so far, from what I've seen, he's done a great job of coordinating this event, putting it together. You know, he's really put a lot of focus in it. Even from early last year is when he really started the conversations about it. And just looking at the layout and the teams that are going to be present and playing in it, it looks to be a very exciting event. So we're looking forward to having some fun in the latter part of the week.
Obviously a great time for a lot of people having an opportunity to compete in some of these Woodbat tournaments, including the Alex Cassidy tournament. A busy week in general for Clay County and their manager, Devin Brown, here with us. Coach Brown, appreciate talking with you here on the High School Playbook.
Hey, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We're joined now by Cookeville baseball head coach Derek Bush, who's coming off a win against Laverne as well as Rockvale, among other games last week of play. Coach, what'd you take away from those games?
Had a lot of growth. We had some good wins, had a bad loss on a Friday. I picked up a game late with Stone Memorial. Just didn't really come to play, never really got off the bus. And it was a humbling experience for our guys just to kind of show them that they can't just show up and play and expect to win. But had a good bounce-back walk-off win against Rockvale. Pitched it really well, had some timely hitting. And, of course, last night we swung the bats like we're capable of, and it was a good win to start 3-0 in the district.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about that, Coach. Starting off the month of April, getting that district win against Laverne at home, how much good can that do for your team in this second month of the year?
It's good momentum. We play a good Wilson Central team next week. We've got the second game of the doubleheader today, so hopefully we can come out and kind of repeat what we did last night and start off 4-0. It puts us in a really good position going into April. Like I said, we got Wilson Central coming in next week and a good Smyrna team, and then closing out with Stewart's Creek. So if we can take care of business today, it puts us in a really good position.
Yeah, offensively, you mentioned that you had swung the bats with the exception of Stone Memorial, but even then, scored 10 runs in that game. What's been something that's really changed for your guys offensively here in this last couple of weeks, really?
Just discipline. Our guys are getting more comfortable in the box. The swings are more to do damage. Our intent has been a lot higher. I can tell in batting practice that we've changed over from just kind of a wishful thinking to trying to, you know, punish the baseball. And that's been the biggest takeaway I've seen in the last four games from our guys.
Who's been a player that you've seen that's been really aggressive in the box as of late?
KJ Anderson, he's been kind of a staple in our lineup. He's hitting close to 500. He hit two home runs last night. Ty Harrison hit another home run. Tyler Smith had a great game against Rockvale. I mean, it depends. Every day it seems like a different guy steps up. If a guy has a, I don't want to say a poor game, but, you know, he struggles, someone seems to be picking him up. So it's a coin flip who it might be. But, yeah, KJ Anderson, Ty Harrison have been kind of the everyday guys that do whatever. It seems like every single game they come up with some type of production.
Absolutely. What do you see going into the pitching standpoint of things? What do you see as a kind of something that you're maybe noticing in games where you guys give up, like, you know, 7, 5, 8 runs, something like that, as opposed to games like Laverne where you give up 3, or like Lebanon where you only gave up 1?
If we throw strikes and we make the routine plays behind our guys, we will hold them for 4 and under. We kind of have this thing there. If we can keep the other team from scoring less than 4 runs, we usually win the ball game, and that's held true in most cases. When we play some fundamental defense and we pound the strike zone, we put ourselves in a good spot.
Absolutely, and there's no doubt that it puts you in a good spot. So let's transition over, looking at the next week, Coach. You mentioned you finished the Laverne series tonight at the time of this recording, of course. Then you're facing off against Ravenwood on the road as well, among other games next week. What's something you'd like to see from your team coming up?
Need to see some pitching depth. A lot of guys are going to get a lot of work next week. We've got 5 games in 5 days. We need to see kind of what the bullpen can do. I mean, when you get into postseason baseball, it's kind of all hands on deck. And next week we'll kind of mirror that mentality of we've got a lot of games. We're going to see some guys and see what they can do in some hinge moments. You know, put some guys' feet to the fire and see if they can produce in big spots.
It's Derek Bush here with Cookeville Baseball talking a little bit about what to expect in his guys come the month of April. Coach Bush, appreciate talking with you.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by Cumberland baseball head coach Tyler Thompson, who is facing the likes of Warren County last week as well as Stone Memorial. Coach, what's something that you've kind of taken away from that Warren County game in particular?
We have to play better defensively. I think we did the things offensively and on the base pass to win the game. I mean, but we ended up with like four errors, and that's not going to win a baseball game. I think that's something we've kind of been harping on all year. We just got to clean it up defensively, and I think we would have won that game if we would have made the plays to do so.
What are some drills that you're doing in practice to kind of improve that defensive output?
Well, I mean, like we rep them daily. I mean, we do our typical just ground balls and fly balls, but we've been really focusing on putting them in situations and just kind of knowing what they're supposed to do at all times. I mean, we're a young team and they're kind of struggling with that right now, but we've had some good opportunities to practice those things, and I think that as we go through the season, those things are going to get cleaned up.
You have about a week in between your Warren County game and your Jackson County game, of course, unless you played in between then. So what have you kind of used this time to kind of utilize?
Just fine-tuning some stuff, like I said. I mean, we've got some rain, so we've been in the cages a lot, but just fine-tuning our approaches. I think we've had some really good success in some live ABs that we put our guys in. Just trying to rep the routine stuff, and because that's kind of what's been beating us all year in those close games that we've lost. Just the routine stuff that's been killing us. So we've just been really trying to rep those this week.
Who's been a player that's done well in those live ABs that you feel is really translating to the baseball fields?
I mean, our pitching staff in those live ABs, they look good. I mean, that's been the strong point of our entire team all year, but we're starting to see some success out of our younger guys. Like I brought Eli Gloop on last week. He's still showing some success along with his fellow freshman Titus Ostrander. And we're starting to get some production out of our seniors. Mainly the Connor Hankins, who's getting real hot, played a big factor in us winning the Stone game last week, and David Gloop, he's been having some success, and that's somebody that we really need to get hot. So we've just been, everybody's been doing kind of their part. We just have to hope that it translates into the game tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk about that game tomorrow, Coach. Part of the Alex Cassidy Classic. It's been long awaited for a lot of teams in the Upper Cumberland. It starts tomorrow night as of this recording, of course. You're playing Jackson County and then playing Red Boiling Springs, among other teams. What is this tournament? What does it mean for you and your squad?
I mean, I think it's just a great opportunity for us to get some momentum going into a really big district series. It's an opportunity for us to have a little fun. It's a wood bat tournament. And we're hoping that the boys just go out there and you know, get a little taste of what it's like to swing with a wood bat, and hopefully we can get after it. But I think the biggest thing is we just need to find a way to get some momentum going into White County next week.
Absolutely. Got a couple chances to get that momentum going in against Jackson County tomorrow night against Red Boiling Springs, among other teams. And of course, that White County series beginning on Monday. That is Cumberland boys head coach Tyler Thompson here with us as part of the High School Playbook. Coach Thompson, appreciate talking with you.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
We're joined now by DeKalb baseball manager Tad Webb, who is playing the likes of Watertown and Livingston last week, among other teams. Coach, what stood out for you in that last week of play?
Well, I mean, the big thing is we was able to swing it better than we have been the last week or so, and, you know, had some guys that started putting back in play and actually, you know, hitting some gaps and things that really catapulted our offense.
Absolutely. Your offense, speaking of it, has scored a lot of runs in its past few games. Who's really stepped up for you as of late?
Well, I mean, you know, our first four guys is what we, you know, and the lineup is really kind of picked up. You know, they've been kind of doing a lot this year so far with, you know, Ty Webb leading off, and then you got Dallas Kirby, and then you got Tucker Webb and Evan Pritchard, you know, and you know, they've been doing their part, getting on base, doing, you know, some things. But we had some other guys, you know, throughout the lineup that was able to step up as well with, you know, just some big hits at some big opportune times. And it's just been scattered, you know, with some different ones at different times. Silas Kersey, you know, was able to get some hits going again. And Luke Johnson was able to get one. Nick Dahl got a big one the other night against Watertown in the first inning and scored two. You know, just, you know, some key timing hits. And that's where we've been missing here as of late.
Absolutely. Scoring, by my count, 35 runs in the last four games. Definitely looking forward to seeing how that happens in April. Let me ask you this, Coach. What's a fundamental of the game that you've been most impressed by through this month of March?
You know, I don't know that it's been necessarily a straight fundamental. It's just been a mindset of just continuing to work with these guys because we've had our bumps. We've had our letdowns, and some of our fundamentals have been up and down, and that defensively fundamentals is kind of where we've been up and down at times. We'll make some great plays, and then we'll have some simple blunders that it's like, you know, routine stuff that we've got to clean up. You know, I wouldn't say that anything stood out for me on the positive end, more so of just the inconsistency there. But the mindset of just, hey, we're going to continue to work. That's the mindset that we want to continue to push with them.
Absolutely. So let's focus from, you know, we've talked about the hitting, we've talked about the fundamentals. What's one thing that you want to see, you know, from a pitching standpoint that you'd like to see worked on in April?
Just some of our younger guys developing to give us some more depth. And, you know, our main guys has been throwing those Monday, Tuesday games. It's just, you know, continuing to improve their game and work on their craft of their pitching locations, you know, cutting down on walks and being more consistent with that, you know, and in turn, you know, that cutting down on walks, they're going to put it in play. Our defense is going to have to step up and make more plays.
Coach, who's been a player that's really, you know, taken strides to improve their game this season?
You know, I mean, just one, I don't – They've all taken strides to work on it. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to single out just one player that has done that because I feel like I've got, you know, several that have, and, you know, we're not where we want to be yet, but they are continuing to work, continuing to push to get better.
Absolutely. It's been a team effort throughout the course of the season, and we'll be excited to see how that team gels in April. Speaking of that, Coach, your first few games, you conclude a series against Watertown coming up this week, as well as taking part, one of the many Upper Cumberland teams taking part of the Alex Cassidy Classic. So what's something you're looking to see coming up?
Just consistency. Defensively, being consistent with making plays. Offensively, seeing if we can continue the hot bats that we've kind of had the last several games, just for consistency with that. You know, and be honest with you, just looking forward to playing with this weather and stuff, the way it's calling, it may be a challenge to get some games in, and we've got a long layover that I don't like with us having an off week this week in district play. Hard to schedule games Monday, Tuesday, coming off of, you know, a bye week in a sense where – you know, a lot of other teams are playing district play as well, so it's hard to find teams to play Monday, Tuesday at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Challenges being provided as the calendar shifts to April. Be looking forward to seeing how DeKalb does the rest of the season. That is their head coach, Tad Webb, here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Webb, I appreciate talking with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by Jackson County Manager Alex Bray. He's here with us now to talk a little bit about last week, facing off against the likes of Monterey as well as Van Buren County. Coach, what's something you took away from that last week of play?
We faced Van Buren County. We lost two close games, but we finally found some life in our small ball game that I've been talking about us trying to build on. We faced a pretty good pitcher from Van Buren in the first game. He's a Walter State commit for junior college. But we were able to get some barrels and play some small ball and clean defense, some good pitching. Just didn't come through in the end in both games. But we're starting to see pieces click a little bit. We've been working really hard. Our defense has started to play much cleaner baseball. Pitchers are throwing strikes. We just got to get our bats going and keep up with the small ball. And hopefully we'll see some positives here in the next second half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. As the calendar shifts to April, it is second half of the year. Exciting times for everybody at Jackson County. Before we get to why that might be an exciting time, Coach, who's been a player that, we talked about the small ball and we've talked about how well he's done, but who's been a player that you're excited to see play in the second half of the year?
Well, for one, I got one sitting with me right here, Kane Brown. He's a senior guy, and he didn't play last year, and he came out and wanted to play his senior year. He's played some summer ball with our guys in the summer. So he's kind of bonded with him and played with him. And he's really stepped up this year. He's extremely fast. He's one of our better bunters on the team. He loves the challenge, the bunt, try to get it down, beat it out, or at least move a runner. He plays, our version of baseball we want to play. He's selfless when it comes to the way he plays. He's a great teammate, and he started pitching this year a little bit for the first time. And he's been one of our most reliable arms this year.
Absolutely. It's something we'll keep an eye out for as Jackson County about to host the Alex Cassidy Classic. I know how much that it means to you, Coach. So what are you looking forward to in this next weekend?
Well, looking forward to weather that cooperates with us, for one. Mm-hmm. We've got some pretty ugly weather coming in. We're getting field as prepared as we can. We're on a tar pit. We've got field conditioner and everything ready so we can get some dry spots out there and flip the field and get it ready to play as many games as we can. We've only had one team cancel on us so far, so we've got pretty much most of our games lined up. And weather permitting, we will try to get as many games in as we can. This is a big community event for us. We have a fish fry that we do. We sold tickets for this Saturday, 2 to 4. We have, 12. Did have 12. Now we have 11 teams worth of, fans and ball players will be here over a 3-day period. Lots of baseball, beautiful weather if it does cooperate with us this time of the year. Just be a good opportunity to come out and watch some good ball and enjoy the outdoors. And we're playing in a wood bat tournament this year, so trying to mix it up a little bit, get some more interest in it, and play baseball the way it's supposed to be with wood bats.
On this occasion, Coach, of course, you're going to be playing three very good teams, Cumberland County, White County, Livingston, Cumberland Thursday, Livingston Friday, White County Saturday as of this recording. So what are you looking forward to seeing out of your team as they host the Alex Cassidy Classic this year?
You're playing fearless. We've been working on trying to be confident at the plate. We've been playing a lot better defense, throwing better as a team, but we just got to get our bats clicking, get our offense clicking. We took batting practice today with wood bats and seemed pretty confident. Balls jumping off the bat. Only broke two bats in BP, so wasn't too bad getting used to hitting with the wood. We've been hitting with them all week, trying to get used to it. And they're pretty excited to go out there and play this weekend. So hopefully, like I said, the weather cooperates and we get out there and be able to show our community and fans that support us we're out here to fight and play good ball.
Absolutely. An exciting time for Jackson County, an exciting time for the Upper Cumberland. Again, just hoping that the rain holds up. That's Jackson County baseball head coach Alex Bray here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Bray, I appreciate talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Joined now by Monterey baseball head coach John Looper now, coming off a 10-0 win against Jackson County Tuesday night, as well as a few other games that you played last week, among others Red Boiling Springs and Livingston. Coach, what did you take away from the last week of play?
We've played better. I think we're starting to get now, get a lot of, some experience and some guys that didn't have a whole lot coming into this year. And, just seems like we're playing a lot more aggressive, just a little better baseball the last week or so.
In what ways have you seen that aggressiveness kind of translate on the baseball diamond?
When I'm talking about aggressive, at the plate, we've been a lot more aggressive on hitting good pitches, not taking as many good pitches. And today's game, it's really hard to work the count because of pitch counts. Pitchers are much more aggressive now. So there's not as much sitting back, and working the count and pitchers working you. It's more of a, I'm going to make three or four good pitches and you're either going to hit it or I'm going to get you out, one of the two. And our guys, you know, we were taking a lot of pitches I felt like we could hit, and that's, we've sort of getting now where we get a good first pitch, good first strike to hit, and we're hitting it, not working from behind in the counts.
Is that something that you've been trying to get to your guys all season long?
Oh, definitely, yes. I've been that way for years, and really with when TWSAA passed the pitch count, you know, a lot of the way pitchers come at you has changed, because if you waste pitches, you're not going to stay in the game very long. And so, you know, the hitters just got to adapt as the pitchers have. It's just a little different nuance in the game now.
Okay, absolutely. Appreciate you sharing that. So, you know, looking at the last few games that you guys have had, of course, the runs stand out, 12, 9, 15, and 10 in the last four games, but also pitching really well, a couple shutouts as well. What have you seen from your pitching as of late?
We've been throwing strikes. You know, we've been winning that same scenario I was telling you about earlier as a hitter. We've been getting out ahead in counts, making players hit balls that they can't drive, you know, either getting off the end of the bat or off the handle and being able to change speeds and things. We don't strike a lot out, but we are, you know, missing a lot of barrels is the way I say it. And playing some quality defense behind them. And that's really where we've gotten better, is we've made some good defensive outings, and pitchers have thrown strikes and made hitters out of the batters, and we've been able to make the plays.
Absolutely. It's definitely shown in the win-loss department as of late. Who's been a player that you've really seen that has, you know, had that ability to make a few more whiffs than what you've seen earlier in the year?
Well, Dylan Whitehead's been our best pitcher so far this year. He's really improved from a year ago. He's got a lot of strikeouts, and he gives up very few balls hit real hard, and he's just a competitor, I guess is the way to put it. He has the right mentality of a pitcher right now, and he's just having a really good year.
Definitely sounds like a coach. So heading into next week of play, as the time of this recording, of course, you're going to be playing at Cannon County tonight, facing off against Smith County for a series after that. So a couple district games included in there. What's something you're looking to see from your team here coming up?
We got to continue to get better, and we got to play our best. I mean, Smith County is a really good team. Cannon County is a really good team. There's not going to leave much room for error against those guys, or they will be able to beat you, and they'll embarrass you if you don't play real well. So we just got to continue to keep doing what we're doing and find a way to come out on top in the end.
Three big games coming up for the Monterey Wildcats. Should be a good few games to keep an eye out for. That's their baseball head coach, John Looper, here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Looper, appreciate talking with you.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by Pickett Baseball Head Coach Jamie Cravens here with us. And Coach had an opportunity, one of the few Upper Cumberland teams, to take part in a wood bat event already this March. What'd you take away from that event?
It was a lot of fun. We played some really good competition. We got a chance to see Coalfield, which is one of the top single-A teams, you know, pretty much every year. And we got to see them first round, and they were as advertised. They were a really good ball club, a good hitting team, good base running, awesome defense. I think we saw some of their lower tier pitching just because of, you know, the time of the week it was. But they were still solid, and they beat us 10-0. So, but anything we hit, they made a play on. And it was a good game. Going into about the fourth or fifth inning, it was still like a 1-0 ball game, and we just couldn't put anything together, and they kind of pulled away from us at the end. And then we played White County, and it was kind of the same thing. It was just a game that was going back and forth, and they ended up beating us like 9-5. But, you know, again, White County played some really good defense. We just couldn't get anything. We couldn't put anything together. Mostly the runs on both sides were scored on a lot of walks because we were both running out of pitching and just kind of bringing in whoever. Mm. And so that's how that game ended up.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you sharing that, Coach. So, of course, you played some other games like White County, as you just mentioned. How would you assess the month of March?
Well, I knew for us it's going to be tough just because my schedule, our non-district schedule is always try to do a tough schedule. We play our first round of district play is always Gordonsville, which is, you know, one of the top teams in our district every year. And then, you know, we play teams that's bigger than us, you know, quite frankly, and just to try to get us ready for district play. So we actually, going in, winning three ball games out of the eight we played, I felt like we done pretty well just because who we played. You know, we pulled off a win against Monterey and a couple wins against Jackson County, which is a double-A school. And you know, we competed, and we're a better team now because of it.
Absolutely. Shed some light on that, Coach. In what ways do you feel like your team has improved here in this first month?
Just our timing. We're starting to hit the ball. We played really well last night. We had a doubleheader in district rounds. So it's like I'm starting to see little things starting to click defensively. You know, we make a big deal out of our timing offensively, but the timing defensively is a big thing too for basketball players trying to make that adjustment, get their baseball legs. Just everybody's just starting to think a little bit more and getting into baseball mode. And I'm happy where we're at right now.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this, Coach. Who's been a player that you've seen their timing improve and that you've been really impressed by early?
Well, we've got a sophomore who hasn't played a lot of baseball. He's a quarterback for the football team, Elijah Taylor. And, you know, going into this season, you know, I knew defensively we were going to rely on him to play center field for us because he's a phenomenal athlete. He's got good speed. I wouldn't really expect him to do much at the plate, but he's probably one of my top two or three guys right now in batting average. Had a couple big games last night, and I guess he's hitting around 400 right now, and that's just been a shock to me. And it's just most of it's his athleticism, but it's also him buying in, trying to learn how to play baseball, try to hit the ball the opposite way, going with the pitch, and just learning baseball. And I've been really pleased with him.
Certainly a fascinating story for sure. So heading into the month of April, Coach, you already had that doubleheader, as you mentioned, against Red Boiling Springs. You've now got an opportunity to play a school out of state in Clinton County coming up here. So previewing that alongside your other games against Clark Range, what are you looking forward to seeing this next week?
Well, Clinton County's Kentucky's a tough team. They're well coached. They always, and it's kind of a rivalry for us because they're just right across the state line, and they're, you know, 15, 20 minutes away from Pickett County. So a lot of those boys, they hang out on weekends. They're friends. So it's a big game for us just for bragging rights. And in the past, it's always been kind of back and forth. The last couple of years, they've gotten us pretty good because they've just got some talent right now. And they're really, well, like I said, a really well-coached team. They hit the ball well. They pitch well. They play good defense. So for us, it's going to be good, just another good tune-up game going into Clark Range.
Looking forward to seeing that next week of play. Always a big game for bragging rights and always a big game anytime a district play is happening. And there's a lot going on this week for Pickett County and their head coach, Jamie Cravens, who's here with us on the High School Playbook. Coach Cravens, appreciate talking with you.
Hey, thank you.
We're joined now by White County softball manager Jerry Roberts. And Coach Roberts, you were part of a Wildcat Classic on Saturday against Wartburg, but among other games, of course, that you played last week. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was the weekend before. We played Wartburg, and we played several good teams that weekend as well. Fared pretty well. we end up losing to Boyd Buchanan, who actually won the silver bracket part of the tournament, but played pretty well. Yes.
Absolutely. And so now that March is coming to an end, how would you kind of assess where your team is at right now?
I think we're getting a lot better. Like I said, we had two big district wins last week against Livingston and Cumberland County, and then we traveled to the Riverdale Classic, Southern Classic this weekend, played some teams from Illinois, Indiana, and then two teams from Tennessee, and fared well, went 2-2. And I think we're starting to really get better as a team in all three aspects of the game, pitching, hitting, and defense.
What are you going to tell the girls now that April softball is underway? What's going to be the message that you're going to relay to them?
It's time to, you know, just tighten up everything and start getting, you know, focused on the end of April, which will be here soon, as far as when district tournament starts, and trying to move on to that next level, you know, to the region, even, you know, past the district and on to the region.
Absolutely. Still quite a few district games to go, of course, between now and then. And how would you say, you know, what things specifically, I know you mentioned that, you know, all three aspects of the game have really improved for you, but what things would you like to see tightened up among those three things?
You know, hitting can always be better. Our hitting can always improve. As long as we're scoring a lot of runs, we can win a lot of ball games. So, you know, I think that might be the aspect, you know, one part of it to where we can, you know, definitely improve a little bit more on, for sure.
How have you kind of, what would things that you'd like to see improve for pitching-wise, if any?
I mean, just our number two comeback, our number two pitcher, she's been hurt a lot this year. Her back's been bothering a lot. Maybe for her to come back and start really giving us some good innings. She gave us some good innings this weekend in the tournament. So, you know, just get a little bit more depth in our pitching rotation, which would help.
Absolutely, it certainly will. Who's been a player that's really stood out for you pitching-wise that has maybe gotten some of those innings that your number two pitcher may have not had so far?
Well, really nobody. Really, our number one's been pitching a lot. Mabry Taylor, which is a junior, been really doing good. But she has been about it. There's really nobody been really getting any more time at this time.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. So with basically that falling on Avery, how important is she to the April success and the district tournament success going forward?
I think, you know, just her improving every game, you know, helps us get that much better as far as in district, and it makes our team a lot better.
Okay, absolutely. And so looking ahead to next week, Coach, you're playing Stone Memorial at home in a district game, among other games you're playing next week. Tell us a little bit about one thing you'd like to see from your team here in this next week of play.
Yeah, you know, we rained out today against Cookeville, which that's always a big time rival. We're going to miss that game. Hopefully, we can make that game up. But yeah, we got two huge games, as long as Mother Nature will allow us to play this week. I know it's rained a lot overnight, but. We got DeKalb at home tomorrow, and then Stone on Thursday at home. So, you know, it's just, you know, this two top teams in the district that we've got to really get out and play well against to beat them.
Two matchups we'll keep a close eye out for as the calendar shifts to April. That is White County softball manager Jerry Roberts here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Roberts, I appreciate talking with you.
All righty. Thank you.
Joined now by Van Buren baseball head coach Dylan Roller. And coach, a little bit of a busy week for you last week, played a few games. What did you take away from that week?
Just finding ways to win games. You know, we're starting to play a lot better baseball than we did early in the season. And I just, hey, reps are a good thing for us. So.
Yeah, had a couple of close victories as well in the Jackson County series. What was something that really stood out as the difference in those two games?
How we were able to adjust. I know on Thursday night we kind of jumped on them a little bit, and pitching wise and defensively, and they started going to the small ball game that they're actually really, really efficient in, and we were just able to adjust ourselves and stay calm as a defensive unit and kind of negate what they were trying to do.
Okay, awesome. And then you played against Clark Range as well, going back to last Tuesday. So the winning streak, right? Like, you guys are got a few wins under your belt. You're about to play the Chattanooga School of Arts and Sciences as of this recording. What's something that, you know, are you seeing a bit of additional chemistry in that locker room during this streak?
Yeah, the team chemistry is really great. It's a great group of kids. They seem to really like each other, and we're just continually getting better and bonding as we go. Winning cures a lot, and it kind of is helping us expedite our building process.
Do you feel so now, because I know we've talked over the course of this season, obviously it's your first year, and so, you know, buying into the system has been something that we've, you know, talked about throughout the season. Now that you've kind of had a month under your belt as, you know, Van Buren head coach, how would you say that you've assessed yourself?
I'm still learning as I go, right? As a coach, you're kind of just learning your team, learning what makes them tick, what makes them better, you know, how to motivate them and do. But I'm just a young coach learning what best suits my program.
No doubt about it. It's a good attitude to have for sure. So, you know, a couple of big games next week. Of course, you've got Chattanooga School of Arts and Sciences. Let's focus on that series first, Coach. What do you want to see from your team coming up?
Just taking care of business, right? I mean, you're playing a team that is pretty sound, pretty solid, but I believe we are just as good, if not better. And then you got to win the games you're supposed to win, right? So just taking care of business, that would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, speaking of games that, you know, are important for you to win, your next series coming up is South Pittsburgh series that looms large on the calendar based on, you know, your district and how few teams are in it. So how much importance are you putting in that series?
Oh, between South Pitt and Whitwell, those are the most important four games we have on the schedule, right? Every game that we have played up to this point is making us better for those games, right? I feel like maybe we're a little underlooked due to previous district, you know, play in the past years, but I just want us to make sure we know to take care of business in those games.
That South Pittsburgh series and Whitwell series, in between them is Brainerd, who you face next week as well. So what's going to be kind of that, you know, conditioning factor and something that you're going to be preaching to your kids, you know, really throughout these next couple weeks?
I mean, just keeping the positive mindset of we get to play baseball, right? Like, not everybody gets to play baseball all the time. We get to play baseball, and just enjoying every second, every inning, every pitch that you're out there, right? Just keep building to be better and complete the goals and tasks that we've set for ourselves at the beginning of the year.
It's off to a good start this year. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know how good Brainerd is, right? But that just kind of in between those two district series that we have, you know, we just don't kind of rest on our laurels and get slip up and get beat.
Absolutely. Four big series coming up, including tonight's game against Chattanooga Arts and Sciences. Should be a interesting couple weeks for a new coach for Van Buren. Should be an exciting time. It's Van Buren head coach Dylan Roller here with us. Coach, good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you.
That will conclude our April 3rd edition of the High School Playbook. Tune in Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Sports Radio 104.7 for our next edition and hear from more coaches across the Upper Cumberland. My name is Joey Palermo. Have a great weekend, and God bless.